1996年的11月11号是我受洗的日子。
I was baptized, in 1996 November 11.
那再过三天就是整整24年。
So three more days, it will be the 24th anniversary of my baptism.
那一天，我的好朋友也是带领我的牧师 Randy Dolan 牧师呢，在一个美国教会里面为我施洗。
On that day, my good friend and also my minister Randy Dolan was baptized me in a American church.
那是一个很大的一个教堂，能装500多人的教堂。
It's a church of about 500 members.
但当时在场的人很少，只有十几个人。
However, there was only more than 10 people during the baptism ceremony.
所以每次回忆想起那个场景的时候，都觉得好像空空荡荡的那个场景。
So every time I look back, I feel like it was such an empty, thing.
但是呢，那一次的洗礼却给我带来很大的一个改变。
However, the baptism has changed my life.
我受洗的那天呢，实际上我到那天信主已经一年，快一年的时间。
When I was baptized, I have accepted Jesus Christ for almost 1.5 years.
但真正我的生命开始改变呢，是在我受洗之后。
However, my life has transformed after I was baptized.
一个最明显的改变就是我受洗以后特别喜欢听道。
One of the obvious changes that after my baptism, I was so fond of listening to all those sermons.
每周都期待主日快快的到来。
Every week, I was looking forward to the Sunday sermon.
在听到当中，我的心灵真的是被很多的感动在神的话语当中。
So, God's words just moved my heart.
而且每次听完道以后呢，我就会跑到那个他们教会的那个录音室去买那种的磁带。
And every time after the sermon, I will purchase some of the audio files in the church.
然后每次这个讲到的时候都有录音所以他们用那种很快速的那个翻录机，所以在聚会结束不久呢，很快很多的磁带就被翻录出来，就是当天的信息。
Because the church recorded every sermon and issues to people right after, so I can get those sermons immediately.
所以我就去几乎是第一个人跑到那里去买了磁带。回到家里，在接下来这一周呢，每次开车的时候都放这个磁带去继续听这些的信息。
I was almost the first one every time to purchase those audio files. So I listened to those sermons when I drove.
感谢主啊，神的怜悯在我心中有这样的一种的渴慕，去了解神的话语。
So thank God for His mercy that He gave this heart of, searching for God's word.
那又过了一年半之后呢，我就放弃了我的博士学位的学习，进入神学院去预备自己。
So after 1.5 years, I dropped out from my PhD program and went to the seminary.
回头看呢，受洗这件事情呢，就像我生命当中多了一把钥匙。
When I look back, baptism seems to give me a key for my life.
这把钥匙呢，为我打开了一个充满宝藏的一扇大门。
The key opened the door for me to a new world full of treasure.
让我进入了一个非常丰富的一个属灵世界当中。
Which helped me to enter a new spiritual world.
所以当我在预备这篇信息，保罗提到在基督里的时候，我就感觉到真的是洗礼让我真正进入到基督这个世界的里面。
When I was preparing a message in Christ, the message from Paul, I really feel that the baptism has connected me and enabled me to enter God's world.
能够体会到在保罗的生命中他为什么这样反复的强调在基督里这件事情。
So I can understand that why Paul emphasized repeatedly it's so important to be in Christ.
他用这个词，这个词不是他造的啊，但是他是在所有圣经作者里面使用在基督里最多的一个人。
In Christ is not something that created by Paul, but he used that, we can see that he used that most in his teaching.
他用这个在基督里来描述在他自己的生命当中，他在所有的关系里面最重要的一个关系就是与基督的关系。
He used in Christ to describe the most important relationship among all his relationships, that his connection with Jesus Christ.
基督成了他的宝贝，那在基督里面呢，他好像进入一个充满宝贝、属灵宝藏的一个全新的世界。
Now Jesus has become his treasure, and then he entered the new world full of this spiritual treasure.
所以当他跟我们描述他的这些属灵的经历，传递这些属灵真理的时候，他常常就要提到说，在基督里。
So when he wants to pass down his own experience, the spiritual experience, he always emphasized the term in Christ.
在他写的十三封书信里面，有人数过啊，在基督里这个词呢，出现了一共172次。
So people looked at the 13 letters he sent to churches, they found out that in Christ at least have been repeated.172 times.
有时候他说是在基督里，有的时候他说在基督耶稣里，有时候他说在主里，有的是说在爱子的里面。
Well, sometimes he says in Christ, sometimes he says sometimes in Jesus Christ, sometimes he says in our Lord or in the Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
上周我们思考了说，基督像一个宝贝一样放在保罗这个瓦器里面。
So it feels like Jesus is the treasure that inside of Paul, who is Paul.
保罗的这个属灵的世界当中呢，他还有更深的一层的描述，不光是基督在他里面，他也在基督的里面。
And Paul gave us a deeper spiritual description, and not only Christ is, he is in Christ, and Christ is also in him.
他跟基督的关系亲密到这一个地步哈，基督在他里面，他在基督里面好像是不能分割的一种生命的连接。
His life has become so close to Jesus Christ, their life seems to be inseparable, closely intertwined.
这是今天我们要来思考的哈，我们先来读这一段的经文，在哥罗西书的第一章13-14节。
So this is the message we want to ponder today, and the message is from the Bible today, is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 13-14.
好，哥罗西书的一章十三节说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
So, Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 13. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loved, in whom we have the redemption, the forgiveness of sin.
保罗用脱离黑暗的权势进入到爱子的光明的国里这样一个过程来描述他的得救，他的洗礼过程。
Well, Paul used that, rescue us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the sun, to the light, to describe how he was saved.
这正是他亲身经历的一种的描写。
This is the description of what his own experience.
当他去往大马士革的路上，被那个大光哈，主耶稣基督在大光中向他显现的时候，他眼睛就瞎了，进入到一个好像黑暗的世界。
On his way to Damascus, he was a light was shined on Paul. He suddenly lost his eyesight and became blind, like he was in the darkness.
3天3夜的时间里面，他眼睛是瞎的。
For 3 days and 3 nights, he was blind.
那这正是他过去在他没有认识主之前这一段时间的一个清楚的一个写照。
This is something like a reflection of the light before he knew Jesus Christ. He was in darkness.
让他在那3天当中一点点的去体会，去反思他以前生活的那个世界，没有神真光的世界是何等的黑暗。
And it gave him time to have a reflection of the life when he has no Jesus Christ in his life. How dark, in his past life.
他很想服侍神，但是没有光。
He wants to serve God, but there was no light, no true light in his life.
他很想往前走路，但却走偏了路。
He wants to move forward, however he went astray.
整整3天的时间，他在那里回想，在那里思考，在那里等候。
For 3 days and 3 nights, he was pondering and he was waiting.
其实他在等候神的显现，神也在等候他。
Actually, when he was waiting for the God's revelation, God was also waiting for him.
神没有马上向他显现。
God didn't reveal himself immediately.
而是等候了3天的时间，才差派那个亚拿尼亚去见他。
However, he waited for 3 days and sent someone to reach out to Paul.
神也在看保罗的心在想什么。
The God is also observing what, you know, in Paul's heart.
当保罗在那个外在的肉眼的那个黑暗的情况下，里面慢慢开始转向神的时候，慢慢开始认他的罪，回转向神的时候，神才差派亚拿尼亚去见他。
Despite of his physical blindness, when Paul began to repent and confess his sin, God decided to send someone to reach out to Paul.
神借着亚拿尼亚对他讲话。
So God spoke to him through Ananias.
医治他瞎的眼睛。
And healed his eyes.
当他眼睛睁开之后，他马上起来做一件事情，就是受洗。
So when he opened his eyes, the first thing he did is to get baptized.
3天的时间他不吃不喝。
He didn't eat anything during those 3 days.
但是当他眼睛得医治之后，他第一件事情不是去找食物。
So when he was able to see, the first thing he did was not to look for food.
而是先受了洗，然后再去找食物去吃。
And instead, he was baptized first, then he went to look for something to eat.
圣经这样的特别把这个细节、这个顺序记载给我们看，是为了显明当时保罗那个与基督联合的那个心是何等的迫切。
So God gave all these details in the Bible so that we can understand.How Paul desires to be united with Jesus Christ at the time.
因为在他受洗的那一刻，他就很清楚他的生命已经与主的生命紧紧的连在一起了。
Because the moment he was baptized, he understood that from now on, his life is closely intertwined with Jesus Christ.
归入基督，连于基督，这就是住在基督里面的这个意思。
Belong to Jesus Christ and live inside of Jesus Christ. This is what it means that in Christ.
这是主自己在约翰福音的第15章跟我们解释的。
This is what Jesus Christ explained to us in John 15, chapter 15.
什么叫住在基督里？
What does it mean that in Christ?
基督呢是用一个比喻，葡萄枝和葡萄树的关系，跟我们讲什么叫住在基督里。
And Jesus explained that in a parable, the vine and the branches.
主说你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Jesus said, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I am in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以在基督里这个概念不是保罗第一个提出来，是主耶稣在约翰福音十五章首先提出来。
So, Paul is not the first one who told us to be in Christ. Actually, it's Jesus Christ himself taught his disciple in John.
当时在场的众多门徒听到这个话不一定明白这是什么意思。
So not every disciple who heard this message could understand what it meant.
耶稣基督就站在他们面前，怎么能够住在主的里面呢？
Because Jesus Christ was just stood before them, they could not understand how could they live inside of Jesus Christ.
所以主用这个比喻帮助门徒，让他们明白什么叫住在基督的里面。
So Jesus used this parable to help them to understand what it meant to be abiding in Jesus Christ.
住在主的里面就是连在基督的上面。
Abiding in Christ is meant, it means to connect with Jesus.
首先我们的灵要活过来接到主的上面。
First, our soul has to be revived and connect with Jesus.
我们的灵，我们的 spirit, 我们的灵要借着重生要跟主产生一个真实的一个连接。
And our spirit has to be reborn and reconnected with Jesus Christ.
这是我们信主那一刻产生的，我们灵本来是死的。现在活过来可以来跟主连接。
And our spiritual was dead, but the moment we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, the spirit was revived and reconnected with the Lord.
但是这件事情不是一次性的一旦连到这个树上，这个枝子要持续的一直的连接在这个树上。
However, this is not a one-time action.Once your spirit is revived and reconnected with Jesus Christ, it is a continuing process.
当我们连在主的上面的时候，我们的心思意念也连在主的上面。
When our spirit is connected with the Lord, our thoughts are also connected with the Lord.
神的话开始进到我们的心中。
So, God's word can be heard and can enter into our heart.
在我们的头脑当中可以盛装神的那个活的有能力的那个话语。
So God's word can, the vivid and the lively word can come into our head.
这是主告诉门徒的说，你们藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们的里面。
That's what Jesus Christ told his disciples when they are connected with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's word will also stay in their head.
那不光我们的思想跟主连接，我们的情感也跟主连接，感受主耶稣基督的喜怒哀乐。
Not only our thoughts are connected with the Lord, our feelings are also connected with him.
同时我们学习我们的意志也不断的降服在主的心意底下。
Also, we need to learn that we will submit our will to the will of the Lord.
而且我们可以把我们的身体当作一个圣灵的殿啊，让神来使用。
And we also submit our body, so it will become the temple of the Christ. We can be used as a tool by God.
那这些都是跟主连接，住在主里面的啊具体的表现。
So those are signs that we are connected with the Lord and we are in Christ.
那其中一个很重要的一个环节就是我们要进入教会。
And so the key point that we have to be in the church.
我们这个人必须联谊到一个教会的上面。
So we as an individual have to connect with a church.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of the Christ.
就是帮助我们住在主里面的地方。
Church enables us to live in Christ.
所以进入教会是我们常常住在主里面的非常重要的一个环节。
So to enter the church is a key point, to keep us to live in Christ.
这个过程是不能间断的啊，是一个持续的过程。你一旦离开基督，就像那个枝子，一旦离开那个树的话，它不仅不能结果子，而且慢慢就干掉了。
And this is a continuing process, cannot be disrupted. It's just like the branches. Once the branches were cut off from the tree, not only it could not bear fruit, it will dry and die.
好，那这个住在主里面是什么时候开始的呢？
So when we started to live in Christ?
那保罗讲得很清楚哈，是在受洗的时候，洗礼的时候。
Paul said it clearly, it was when you were baptized.
这是在罗马书第六章哈，说岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
In Romans chapter 6 verses 3,Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
他是用归入这个词描述这个洗礼的所带来的这个功效。
He said, we belong. Once we were baptized, we belong to him.
对的。所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we have been united with him like this in the death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
所以归入联合啊，都是洗礼带来的这个果效，使我们与基督联合。
So the baptism could make you belong to the God and also united with the God.
对洗礼这件事情绝不是一件可有可无的形式。
So baptism is not something you can have or you cannot. Something that doesn't matter.
我们不是借着读经，不是借着加入教会，不是借着其他任何的圣礼。与主联合的开始的联合只有借着洗礼才能够达到。
We could not connect with Jesus Christ through other things like reading the Bible, or join the church. Only through baptism you can be a part of Jesus Christ.
所以鼓励在我们当中哈，已经信主的弟兄姐妹快快的接受洗礼。
So I want to encourage those brother and sister who has Jesus Christ as your Savior to receive the baptism as soon as possible.
洗礼这把钥匙可以为你打开一个丰盛的属灵世界，让你能够经历的。
Baptism is like a key which can open a spiritual world full of a treasure for you.
在基督里是一个非常丰富的一个开始。
So in Christ is the beginning of an abundant life.
在爱子里面我们得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦。
So in him that we can be saved and we can be redeemed.
在基督里我们为新造的人。
We will become a new person in Christ.
在基督里就不再定罪了。
And in Christ, we were not condemned.
在基督里神给我们预备了一切属灵的福气。
In Christ, we will receive all the spiritual blessing prepared by God.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的存在，居住在基督这里。
For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
我们若想经历神的这些丰盛的赐福，一定要常常住在基督的里面。
But if we want to experience all the abundant blessing, we have to live in Christ.
在基督里我们就是进入到爱子的国里。
In Jesus Christ, which means that we enter the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
在基督里我们就是进入到基督的身体的里面，成为教会的一部分。
It also means that in Christ, we will marry and form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
而且将来天上的地上的一切所有的都要在基督里同归于一。
And also in the future to be put into effect when the times reach their full fulfillment to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
请大家特别注意，人与人之间的合一只有在基督里才能够达到。
Please be aware that the unity of a man can only happen when they are in Christ.
只有当我们借着耶稣基督进入到他的国度里面的时候。
When it only happen when we enter the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ.
在这个国里面，主耶稣基督自己做王。
In this kingdom, Jesus Christ is the king.
在他的国度里面，我们大家都降服在这个君王的权柄之下。
In this kingdom, we all submit our will to this king.
我们才能够有一个合一的状态进入。
So that we can be in this unity.
我们只有在基督里是一个身体有一个耶稣做我们的头，我们在这个头的引导之下，联络之下，成为一个合一的身体。
So only in Jesus Christ we can become one body under the leadership and the guidance of Jesus Christ.
人的罪，人的这个骄傲，以自我为中心，这一切在世界上是没有解决的办法的。
The pride and the sin of a human being in this world cannot be solved in our world.
人可以在基督之外想尽各样的办法，用各种美丽的包装、口号、政治的理念，试图把人带到一起，都是不可能的。
Well, people can think of all kinds of slogan, all kinds of ideology, and try to bring people together. However, it is impossible.
只有当罪人肯认罪悔改，认耶稣基督为主的时候，才能够进入到真正的合一。
Only when sinners are willing to confess their sins and repent, then they can enter the kingdom of Jesus Christ and experience unity.
昨天在美国各大媒体同时宣布拜登获胜成为当选总统。
Yesterday, Most of the mainstream media announced that Biden has won the election and became the president of the United States.
那晚上的时候呢，这个拜登也出来向全国讲话。
And yesterday evening, Biden came out and delivered a speech to the country.
那在他的讲话当中，一个很重要的一个要点就是呼吁和解，呼吁全这个合一。
And one of his main message is to call for reconciliation and unity.
他引用圣经传道书的话。
He quoted it.Ecclesiastes.
他说凡事都有定时。
He said that there's a time for everything.
那现在呢，就是这个国家得医治的时候。
And now is the time for the country to be healed.
那我相信他这个的呼吁呢，是非常切实的针对了目前美国的情况。
And I believe that his remark is actually reflecting what happened in the U.S.
过去这几年，特别是在过去这几个月大选期间啊，整个这个国家处在一种非常撕裂的状态当中。
In the past few years, actually in the past few months, during the election season, this country is severely divided.
我们确实需要为美国来祷告。
We indeed need to pray for the United States.
为这个国家得医治能够合一来祷告。
To pray for the healing and the unity of this country.
但是呢，我们的盼望不是在任何一个当选总统的身上。
But our hope is not on any candidate or the president got elected.
我们绝对不要认为某个政党上来之后就可以做到这一点，使这个国家得到合一的。
We should not give the false hope that any party become the ruling party can make it happen to bring the true unity.
我相信在这一段时间大家都在为美国这个国家祷告。
I believe that during the past few months, everybody has been praying for this country.
那在这一段时间我持续在神的面前的祷告就是求神保守这个国家的和平。
During this period of time, I have continuously to pray for this country that God can keep the unity and of this country.
不管谁做总统，耶稣基督依然是王。
No matter who become the president, Jesus Christ is the true king.
希望神能够怜悯这个国家，不要让这个过渡时期造成太大的这个混乱。
I want to pray for the mercy of the Lord during the transition period that there won't be chaos.
因为我们清清楚楚地意识到只有在基督里合一才是有可能的。
Because we know this clearly, unity could only happen in Christ.
我们有从大陆来的，有从台湾来的，我们很清楚这一点。
We have a congregation came from mainland China and came from Taiwan. We knew this very well.
这些政治家们用了很多的口号方法试图两岸统一。
Many politicians use many different slogans to try to unite the two sides of the Taiwan Strait.
是一国两制能够统一中国吗？
Can one country two system unite the two sides?
还是三民主义，还是这个民主的政体可以实现这个目标呢？
Or the three people's principle can through this democratic process can unite both sides?
这些口号喊了几十年了，但是现在不是变得越来越好，而是变得越来越少。
We have heard those slogans for many decades. However, the situation has not turned better, actually become deteriorated.
然而在北美的华人教会里面，无论是从大陆来的、台湾来的、香港来的，还是其他地方来的华人，已经在基督耶稣的教会里面合在一起，成为基督的身体的合一了。
However, in the Northern America, we have witnessed that Chinese and came from different part of the world has become the has united in Jesus Christ.
不是靠什么政治口号，而是靠着基督里面那个生命的连接。当我们共同连于基督的里面的时候，我们才能够朝向那个合一的方向去发展。
The unity has not been completed by political slogan. It was through the unity in Jesus Christ that we can reach to the point of being united together spiritually.
因为我们也知道，北美的华人教会，包括我们自己的教会，都不是完美的。
We all know that the churches in the Northern Americans is not perfect, including our church.
我们不说教会里面没有问题。
We are not denying there's a problem in our church.
但是在基督里面，我们看到那个盼望。
But in Jesus Christ, we see hope.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定要认准基督里面神给我们这一些的宝贝的赐福。
Brothers and sisters, we have to see clearly the treasure that came from God.
我们这些认识主的人能够带给别人的最大的福气是什么？
What we can bring to this world and other people as Christians.
就是基督。
It is Christ himself.
就像保罗这样把基督看为至宝，体会里面的那个宝贝。
We have to be like Paul, that we see Jesus Christ as the most precious treasure.
然后把这个宝贝介绍给别人。
And share this treasures with others.
今天在美国，教会的首要的责任是什么？
So today in the United States, what's the primary responsibility of the church?
我们这些已经认识基督的人能够带给这个社会的最大的福气是什么？
So what we as people who have known Christ can bring to this society?
就是基督。
It's Jesus.
就是要把基督耶稣的福音这些各样的方式带给别人。
To preach gospel to people through all means.
这也是提摩太前书二章圣经告诉我们的祷告的方向。
This is the second Timothy that showed us how we can pray.
让我们为万民，为在上掌权的祷告，为的是让我们能够平安度日。
So we can pray for the leaders and for everyone that we can have a peace on earth.
平安度日的目的是什么？让我们能够借着这个就快快的广传福音。
So why do we want to have peace on earth? So that we can spread out the gospel.
所以这是我们思想在基督里啊，保罗这么看重他跟基督的关系，要把这个关系带给别人的那个重要的信息在这里。
So this is what we need to ponder and understand why Paul see the relationship with Jesus is so precious and he wants to also share this relationship with others.
当我们再回到这句话，我们去体会的时候，他说不但如此，我也讲万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
That's why in Philippians, Paul said, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus, Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ.
我要得到基督。
Because I want to gain Christ.
我们自己要把基督这个宝贝得到。
We have to gain Christ.
把一个赢得基督作为一种的奖赏，那种赏赐，那样的盼望，那样的渴慕得到他。
We want to gain Christ as we are longing for a reward.
你把这个宝贝能够跟其他的人分享。
And then you can share this treasure with others.
把基督当作我的基督，我跟他的关系是这样的亲近，他在我里面，我在他里面。
We have to claim Jesus as our own. So we are in him and he is in us.
把基督当作我那个 treasure 那个宝贝好好的去珍惜。
And we have to take Jesus Christ as my treasure.
所以大选最近的一段时间真的是给我们很多的这个冲击，也是给我们很多思考的机会。
So the election has a great impact on our life, but it also provides opportunity for us to think.
那这件事情最后都会过去的。
But the election, however, will pass.
那大选过去之后呢，盼望我们的心能够更加的专注在主耶稣基督的身上。
And after this election, I hope that we will put our eyes focused on Jesus.
千万不要让这个政治这些的事情成为我们衡量其他的事情的第一标准，那是不对的。
So don't allow the politics become the first thing you see this world, how you see world with this as a standard.
当我们看到这个世界上这种乱象的时候，让我们更宝贝我们自己的教会。
When we look around, when we see this chaos, we will see our church as the most precious treasure.
因为教会是神的家。
Because the church is the home of the Lord.
是神的国度在地上彰显拓展的那个渠道。
And church is the house that God can expand His kingdom on earth.
我们要好好珍惜神放在我们身边的这些弟兄姐妹。
We need to treasure our brother and sisters, whom God puts in our life.
即使是我们对这个政治的看法有所不同。
Even though we may have a different political view.
我们要用基督的爱去彼此相爱。
We have to love one another in Jesus Christ.
教会被基督爱，爱到一个地步，基督为教会舍己啊。
Because Jesus Christ has sacrificed his life for his love of church.
主的仇敌就是魔鬼撒旦，他会想尽一切办法，抓住一切的机会，试图去分裂教会。
God's enemy, which is Satan, he will seize every opportunity to divide the church.
破坏人与人之间的关系
and destroy the relationship among people.
让我们的祷告使我们更加的紧密的与主去连接。
So that's our prayer to help us to unite closely with Jesus Christ.
竭力保守，竭力去爱神所爱的教会。
So we can love our church more in Jesus Christ.
就是这一群神把我们放在其中的弟兄姐妹。
And the church means that our brother and sister that God put in our life.
那只有我们在这基督的里面，基督的教会里面建立出这样一种合一相爱的关系的时候，我们才有可能在一个撕裂的世界分裂的这个社会当中为主去做见证的。
So as long as we can be united in the church through Jesus Christ, then we can testify in a divided world.
求主怜悯我们。
May God show mercy on us.
让我们借着与主的连接，常常住在主的里面。
So through our connection with Jesus Christ, we can live in Christ all the time.
竭力保守教会中的合一。
So we can keep the unity of the church.
好叫我们在一个撕裂的社会中为主发光。
So we can become good witness for the Lord in a divided world.
让我们一起来低头。
Let's bow our heads.